Yes, Rumsfeld is coming to town still today, even though he resigned yesterday, I guess, is the official word of it.
Tell me, after all the BS that Rummy got us into, he decides to step down.
Oh, he didn't decide, I'm sure. He got canned. don't you think?
He lost re-election to that guy no one's heard of.
Well, he got canned, obviously, because he's the one guy he's the highest up that you can fire.
Yeah.
You know, for Iraq and everything, it's become
a complete
mess.
You really can't fire the president.
Yeah, you can't fire the president, and you can't even fire Dick Cheney.
Yeah, well, Dick Cheney, I think if you fired him, he'd probably try and shoot you.
How's he not had a heart attack and died yet? Isn't that shocking to anybody else?
Remember? I think it's how come we haven't found out about it yet? Because I'm pretty sure he's had multiple heart attacks in the last 6 years.
Yeah. Think he's bionic or something?
Yeah, I think he's mostly metal.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when he first was even just a candidate to be vice president, he was having heart attacks like every other week.
Right.
And people were constantly concerned about it. And the guy's gotten not much skinnier, I'd say.
Or maybe he was faking the heart attack to get sympathy vote.
You think that's it? Oh, how precious. He's having a heart attack again.
Yeah,
let's vote him, man.
He's not
going
to vote for your retarded butt. What?
I don't know. I just felt like having a dramatic noise there. Sorry.
All right.
It wasn't really for any rhyme or reason. It just felt like that seemed like the right place for it.
Okay.
Didn't it, Chris? Is that the right place for a gasp, if I were to gasp legitimately?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I would think a groan would have been equally as effective.
Like what?
Ugh!
I don't know about that. I don't know if that would have worked there. That would have just scared her away completely. Still got her on the phone line. Right?
I think so.
Right?
Huh?
Yeah. Ah, for a second I was scared.
Hey, before.
Maybe it may have been Secretary of State, but I still think I don't like him.
Okay.
I think he got us into a world of a big mess.
It wasn't his decision. He was just the one that, like I was explaining to somebody, poor Rum. I mean, as much as you may hate the guy and whatnot, if you think about it, it's like, hey, we hired you to take this pile of dog crap. Now go ahead and make that into a diamond ring.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
And then,
tough.
You're going to fail at that, and you're going to lose. So
it's just like with the president. First, before you start trying to overtake other countries and protect them. You know, we've got starving children and stuff, you know. Yes, the children in Ethiopia and all those small places are, you know, I feel bad for them. But we need to focus on what's at home before we start focusing on what's outside of the home.
I gotcha. So Angelina Jolie is not doing the right thing.
Yeah, but
neither is Madonna.
You know, if I was president,
neither
I
is
think
that
the
guy
world
that looks like Santa Claus who wants you to donate 7 cents a day.
What are you talking about over there?
Remember that guy with the beard?
Oh, the guy who's the train goes in front of him and then he keeps walking
for 7 cents a day. Yeah. You can sponsor this small child.
Okay, okay.
I was barely passed over for Santa Claus. What's that?
I thought I was a little off kilter this morning for not having much sleep.
And so what are you saying? That we are worse?
Yes.
I don't know. You're getting there.
There's no shame.
You can't tell me you've never seen that guy on TV and said, I wonder if he's ever applied for a Santa position at a mall.
What guy on TV?
The guy with the beard. The guy who saved the children for like 7 cents a day or whatever, the pennies a day. You never seen the bearded guy?
Oh, I think so.
White beard, as I call him?
Yeah. Shows all these pictures of these really, really poor children.
The great white man.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, thanks for calling today.
All right.
We'll talk to you later. I know that wasn't. I didn't know what the natural way to end this conversation was. So that just seemed to be it.
Scream and hang up.
Right. I gotta find something productive to do.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Thanks for listening today. Right.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.